Lebanese lawmakers have left a first round of presidential election with none of the candidates receiving the two-thirds majority needed to win. Lebanese forces leader Samir Jaja got 48 votes from the March 14th bloc. 52 members of the parliament cast blank ballots, while moderate figure Henry Hulo from Walid Jumblatt's bloc received 14 votes. What was interesting in this election is that some seven ballots included the names of a former prime minister and political figures whom Jaja was accused of assassinating during the Lebanese civil war. This seems one reason why members of the March 8th, including Hezbollah, Amal and the Free Patriotic Movement, decided not to vote for Jaja.
None is going to vote for Jaja. None. It may create certain kind of bad memories. So let's go to forward to have a trial test today.
However, most of the March 14th MPs considered that the past must be forgotten.
We as March 14th Alliance were united. However, the other side seems politically incapable of electing a president. And those who speak of past assassinated figures are reminding us of the civil war. And they should remember that there is a civil peace and that past mistakes should be forgotten.
As lawmakers entered to take part in the first session, tens of Lebanese gathered near the parliament to protest against the candidacy of Samir Jaja, with banners reading, "No to the Israeli agent." Parliament Speaker Nabih Hibiri has called for a second session on April the 30th. However, if there is no clear consensus, the next session will also fail to find a successor to President Michel Suleiman. Hezbollah and its allies have stressed that they want to work towards a strong president who could help strengthen the army to face Israel and Takfiri militants. With only 1 month till the end of President Michel Suleiman's term, Lebanon has still not chosen a new head of state. It's not clear how many more rounds there will be to choose a president, but what is clear is that at least half of the Lebanese parliament will not vote for Samir Jaja. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.